SBS Radio.
Recognised as the nation's enduring cultural treasure, Indigenous poet and musician Kev Carmody took out the top prize for his outstanding contribution to the live performance industry. The singer accepted the award from his old friend, music legend Paul Kelly.
Thank you to the Helpman organisation for the recognition of our ancient oral tradition. I was raised for 10 years in the oral tradition. And that's why I plait my words up when I write lyrics and they become word images. And I accept this award on behalf of that recognition, as well as all Indigenous people.
He also had a message for his fans.
And finally, a little gift to all ears. Look at all this, look at all the potential we got sitting in front of us. And I would like to finally say to each and every one of you, like to see in your lifetime if you can experience like the spiritual caress of moonlight on the desert wind.
Belvoir and Co-Curious's play, Counting and Cracking, netted 7 gongs, the intergenerational epic about the lives of a Sri Lankan Australian family, was named Best New Australian Work.
Will you move back home now?
Amma.
You have been in Bondi for 6 months?
Kuji, Amma. Bondi's full of backpackers.
But playwriter Shakti Shaktidharan says the industry isn't set up for shows like his.
If we want to be an Australia that asks people to limit themselves to fit in, then we diminish our collective imagination. And if we want to be an Australia that asks us to expand and present our full selves, and we can help fulfil what the potential of this country can be, and I hope Counting Cracking is the beginning of that.
The show also won Best Play, beating blockbuster import Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The multi-million dollar production was among many major shows, which hardly rated a mention at this year's ceremony. Indigenous rock opera Barbara and the Camp Dogs won the coveted Best Musical Award. Its star Ursula Jovich took out several gongs, including Best Actress in a Musical. The actor and singer thanked her family for their continuing support.
My daughter, Jala, I know she'll love this. she is one of my major inspirations. And of course, I mean, the piece was about family love. My mum, my mother.
Other winners include the Australian Ballet's Aurum, which was given the nod for Best Ballet, and musician Tim Minchin, who took out Best International Contemporary Concert for his tour, Back. The awards have been criticised for favouring big-budget international productions in the past, but this year's recognition of local voices and works show diversity and inclusion is finally winning.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.